We read of John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John was echoing and fulfilling the words of the prophet Isaiah from Isaiah 40 from around 700 years earlier. And this context is really key if we're to appreciate the boldness and faith of John the Baptist. One of the reasons that John is so significant as a character of faith is that he spoke out in hope and in challenge, and he introduced a period of the most pivotal change. But the situation he was speaking into, in many ways, couldn't have been further from the way they were going. John the Baptist ended a long period between the Old and New Testaments. There is a 400 to 500 year gap where no prophetic voice was recorded, and for many these were considered to be the silent years. And actually the persistence of Judaism in this period is a story of faith in itself, but challenges had emerged in this time. And so in that context, John's message was extremely bold, and it had to be. And as we reflect on this, it may be useful to consider your own circumstances. Where have things grown untended, out of control? Where have we settled into patterns that are less than what we're called to? Do we need boldness and faith to bring around that 180 degrees turn? I'll highlight just a few aspects of John the Baptist's walk, and I hope they resonate with you and allow you to apply them to yourself and your situation. One of the first things to note is that John was faced with isolation and adversity. I mean, what does it take to be the voice of one crying in the wilderness? That isolation, perhaps ridicule. He lived at odds with many people. He lived at odds with the situation he was in. And actually, even the physical situation that his ministry was situated in says a lot. He ministered as a man in the desert. By design or by necessity, he spoke in a setting that reflected that context that he was in prophetically. Israel was in the desert, much as they had been in the desert before. And when you reflect on this context, it's one of the things that really makes John the Baptist stand out as a character of incredible faith. Where do we find ourselves faced with isolation and adversity? How do we handle that? Can we honestly say we're as bold or as faithful in those circumstances? And can we draw on John's example? Another thing to say is that actually it was a very uneasy path and a very countercultural thing that John was doing. He came with a message that had the most amazing hope in a context that would, for many people, have felt hopeless. It's hard to imagine what the silent years might have been. But actually what he was saying very much sticks out. Another thing is, John was at odds with the local government. He was an enemy of the state. His message of repent would have also isolated him from many of his fellow Jews. And we see that, and it set him at odds with the authorities. And this was definitely something that he leaned into. So again, in Matthew 3 from verse 7, we read, "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, 'You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you can say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children from Abraham.' The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So this wasn't a very easy message, even though the message brought hope and these prophecies brought hope. It came with a huge amount of challenge, and John clearly was bold and seemingly fearless in the way that he dealt with authorities. He stood for the truth, he stood in faith. And later, when he met his earthly end, it was mainly really for being a nuisance, for being inconvenient, and yet he never compromised. So one thing we can absolutely say about John the Baptist is that he had this uneasy path. He stood against the authorities of a time as he held firm in his faith, and he absolutely never took a step back in that. Never compromised. Another thing to remember is that the message that John brought was incredibly radical. He was dedicated to this message that was radical. And in verse 11 of that same chapter, Matthew 3, he says, "I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." These were huge claims. He knew of the significance of Jesus and believed wholeheartedly. And from our perspective, it's actually tempting to take for granted the faith that this would require. But what I'd say is we need to really reflect on that wider situation that we've set out here very briefly and understand just how impactful what John was saying was at the time. Another thing to observe of John the Baptist is that he acted. He truly acted on faith. It wasn't that easy message brought. He called for action. He called for challenge. "Prepare the way of the Lord," he said. "Make his path straight." So he had faith in the scriptures. He had faith in spite of his circumstance. And he put faith into action. And these are things that we should try to do ourselves. And as we come to consider, actually, what was the result of all of this? We can think about how God used him. And we'll mostly be very familiar with that Jesus' baptism by John was indisputable. That's one of the things that's recorded by historians, even independently of the Bible. And each of the Gospels acknowledges John the Baptist's role. And as we... It's significant to note that this is mentioned and that this brought into mention. It shows that actually from a prophetic standpoint, what John did and what he stood for was incredibly significant. His role in transitioning from the Old Testament to New, testifying that Jesus is who he is and that he fulfilled promises made to Israel and the world. And in doing this, we know him as a fearless and faithful servant of God. So these are just really a few reflections about John the Baptist as a character of faith. And I think that there is plenty that we can learn from him. One of them, those things, is that when we do feel isolated, when we do feel that we're at odds with our situation, and when it does feel that what we're saying or prophesying into a situation is very much at odds with the status quo, we're in good company. We can be uncompromising in our faith, and we should aspire to be as such. And that's faith in the scriptures. It's faith in spite of circumstance, and it's faith that we want to put into action and encourage each other to do that. Thank God. And so as we reflect on this, there are probably a few questions that this raises for us as individuals or as groups. What represents to us this period of silence what represents to us a period in between promise and fulfillment. Where do we find ourselves there? Perhaps it's not a 400 to 500 year gap, but we may be in a state of waiting for seeing something happen. And what should our attitudes be? It's really interesting to reflect on those deserts or silent periods that we might experience in our own lives, and think, how can we stand in faith during those situations? How can we be bold? How can we challenge ourselves and challenge one another to carry on and persist in what we're called to? How can we live knowing faithfully in the promise that Jesus brought? So I'll encourage you to think about those things and reflect on them in groups and as individuals. And thank God this is just one of many models of faith that we have been given, that we can use and apply to our lives.